T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All rise. The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is... Gosh, help me out, Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh
enough.
My gosh.
All right, thank you. Please be seated. Please be seated. I'm here now.
I mean, we've done hopping.
Okay,
we're
good.
What other movement is there?
All right, thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I'd like to introduce Colleen and Brett.
The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is crawling into the courtroom. Rough night last night. Rough night. Thank you. You may be seated.
Colleen and Brett are a married couple, and the issue is that he snores and she cannot sleep, so she wants him to sleep in another room, but he wants to share a bed with his wife. Do I have that right, guys?
Yeah.
You got that right.
Okay. Yeah. Colleen, why should you be split up and sleep in separate rooms?
Because I can't ever get to sleep. You know, he's tried everything, but the snoring, it keeps me up. It makes me cranky, you know. I'm not in the mood for...
He didn't try
anything. Like, it's just like, I feel like he's going to inhale the curtains. Like, I need to be in another room.
That's really funny.
Very loud.
Well, that was cute.
So you feel like the only way that you are going to be able to get a good night's sleep is by sleeping in another room.
Yeah, I have to be in another room. I mean, I have to get my sleep, you know? I got to get my beauty sleep.
So, Brett, what is your argument?
My thing and why I don't agree with the whole sleeping in different rooms. We tried different beds. That didn't work, according to her. But she doesn't want to put in earplugs. She's saying she tried everything. Give me a chance. Can we do the earplugs before we do the whole room change? It just changes the whole dynamic. Yes, she is my wife. And I don't want my little one to judge me for sleeping in different rooms.
What do you mean, your little one?
Child.
Have kids?
My son.
Okay.
Yeah, we have two. And I don't want to, you know, what about Arthur? What if he comes up to me and starts, you know, why are you guys sleeping in a different room, Dad? I don't want to be faced with that whole thing.
That's a good question.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, but you could just say because Daddy snores, right?
Yeah. Arthur knows Daddy snores. So, yeah. I mean, earplugs hurt my ears and they don't work.
You never even want to put them in. Yeah, that's the whole excuse is you hold it. It hurts your ears.
The good news is that Colleen and Brett have agreed to accept the decision that you guys come up with. Should she be allowed to sleep in another room even though they are married?
Oh,
I love her. I'll do anything for her.
Sarah and Alex will deliberate. It's Booker's Court, and it continues next on Mix 94.7. We're back with Booker's Court, so catch you up to speed real quick. Colleen and Brett are a married couple, and Brett snores very loudly in the middle of the night. Colleen says that she cannot sleep. She's tried everything, and she has to move to a different room. Brett's like, no, why can't you just try earplugs? Colleen's like, they don't work, and they hurt my ears, and I need to sleep, so I'm moving to another room. He's like, you're my wife. It changes the whole dynamic, and what do we tell our kids? So, Alex.
Oh, man, this has happened to me. I've been the guy that snores in bed with my wife, and my wife hated it. Here's how we tackled it. I asked if I could go to a different bed, and she said no. She wanted me to stay with her. I was like, I can go to another room, thinking I could have a good night's sleep and alone. So I was overweight, had like acid reflux. Mm-hmm. So when I was sleeping, it wasn't just a snore. It was like a wet snore, which was it sounded disgusting. And I'd wake up coughing, like I was choking. So we started with elevating sleeping with 2 or 3 pillows.
Yep.
So I can kind of be upright so
that
I wouldn't
helps.
Have that acid reflux deal. And she also had tried wearing AirPods. But here's the thing. You don't hear anything going on around you. For instance, like if Arthur, their kid, comes in the room or cries or something, you can't hear that because you have AirPods in.
Mm-hmm.
If your smoke alarm goes on, you can't hear it. I mean, yes, you probably could because it's really, really loud. But it's a pain in the butt. And then they'll fall out in the middle of the night. Ultimately, what I did was I lost weight. And then that's when the acid reflux went away.
That worked for you. That
it
doesn't mean
me.
It's going to happen and work for him.
I don't know if weight is an issue or if Arthur or if you're the healthiest one. I mean,
I can lose a few pounds.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You said that how would it look to Arthur? You're your son by sleeping in different bedrooms. This is a teaching experience where you could teach Arthur not to be overweight. You're going to be like Daddy and snore and have to go to a different room. So, I mean, I know this is a lot on your plate here, but I don't think that going to a different room is the right thing to do. I think start with steps of
but
how to correct
like
it.
But it sounds like they have.
The earplugs thing, it sounds like she says no to, which I would agree to. But, I mean, maybe Arthur needs to make a change, and I'm not just talking popping Zantac or something for acid reflux, but something's got to give. I just do not feel it's time to go to a different room.
Well, I mean, like, that's really easy to say because it worked for you. But, like, number one, losing weight takes time. So that's not like, oh, in a week, like, he's going to not snore. And it sounds like it's draining on their marriage. I don't know the answer. I can sleep through anything, so I'd be like, sure, snore, I don't hear you.
See, what's draining on their marriage is getting into a different bedroom. Well, I think that's the start of a bad thing. I think sleeping in separate rooms is bad, bad, bad.
Maybe you kind of fall asleep with her and you guys have your little designated time and then go sleep
I don't
else.
Know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, adult time. Adult party time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, play time. And then he can go to a different room after she's fallen asleep. I don't know.
That sounds like so much work. And by the way, if he's snoring and he sounds disgusting, why is she going to be attracted to him and want to have adult time?
Right. But I mean, like, it could be a fact that he's going to snore the rest of his life. Right, Booker? I mean,
it's
you
possible.
Also, I mean, it is possible.
Does Booker snore?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely a snore. But, you know, what's interesting is I went to the doctor. The doctor's like, lose weight, and that's probably going to fix the majority of your issues.
Did it fix it?
100%. Then I gained weight
Catherine
again.
Sarah Catherine Osborne, see it works.
No, I know. It does. Okay, so lose weight. But what are they going to do until he loses the weight? What's he going to do for the next 6 months?
What she's going to do is be supportive of him losing weight that he's trying.
All right. I
well,
need
and
a decision,
then if he
please.
Doesn't lose weight.
Then she divorces him.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, so Alex, you say stay in the room.
Stay
Sarah,
the
what
room.
Do you say?
Yeah, give it 6 months. Lose weight. See what happens. But
all right.
Then I feel like you're going to be calling us again.
The verdict is in. 6 months. Give it a shot.
Ooh, I like that.
Work on losing some weight, Brad. If there's still an issue, Colleen's going to be sleeping in another room.
I can lose a few pounds. Okay.
There you go. What do you think, Colleen? Fair?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right, girl.
Brett, you snooze. Colleen, you lose.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Serious?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.